Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
I'm your motherfucking host. I got my co-host in the building with me, P-Reg affiliated.
In the building, silence for life, nigga.
347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number to holler at if you're checking us out there in the www.world.
Look,
if your first time calling, we got some people on the line already. I think this is the first time we have people on the line before the show even fucking started. Yeah,
oh,
man.
Oh.
We see you out there, 248.
You're
gonna be first in line. God damn it.
Yeah, you don't even. Hey,
let us run the show down. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready? What the fuck happened? Man, that song was hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the fuck is Troy, man?
That was Archie.
That wasn't Troy?
That was Archie.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to the show, man. K100 Internet Radio.
Stop taking his written. Really, that's what happened.
He did.
Yeah, yeah.
He started nigga whole style.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome to the show, man. I thank everybody for tuning in, joining in. Episode motherfucker 34. The freaks come out at night.
Oh.
And in the daytime, too. That's what we're talking about tonight, all right? We're going to get into what that's about in about 5 minutes. You know, it takes us 5 minutes to run down the creative content of this show. So, here we go. Pay attention. K100 Internet Radio, the short for Keep It 100, a.k.a. Keep It Motherfucking Ben Frank. That means keep it 100 all the time. Every time you call this fucking show, all right? Every time you listening. This is only for real people. Fake people, you're welcome to listen, but please don't call. Now, everywhere you go in life, you got rules and regulations. But on this show, we don't give a fuck. This shit is totally 100% uncensored. We only got one motherfucking rule in the show. You can say anything you want to do. You can do whatever. Call up. Whatever, man. But we only got one simple fucking rule in every fucking episode. Somebody break the fucking rule and we have to fucking kill them. So, P-Reg, could you please tell them what the rule is, homie?
Hey, the rule is for y'all sucker niggas and y'all sucker motherfucking bitches. When you call up the K100, man, keep it motherfucking real. Do not call up here trying to be really correct, talking that shit like you ain't gonna do it and you know you really have done it. You know what I'm saying? Or we'll motherfucking tap you with that 40.
That's it. Hey, how fucking easy is that? All you gotta do is just keep the shit real. Keep it 100. That's the name of the fucking show. Duh. But every episode, somebody gonna call a pill and get on some shit trying to be too cute. They gonna wanna say some shit that don't wanna make them seem like a hoe. Some nigga gonna call a pill acting like he a thug and he ain't. Somebody gonna try and be politically correct. And I'm gonna kill your ass on the fucking air. And goddamn it, dismiss your ass. All right?
I don't see why they can't keep it real anyway. It ain't like we know them. We can't motherfucking see them.
Well, we know a couple of them.
Oh, well, yeah, we know a couple of our listeners and a couple of our callers. But still, at the same time, why not go ahead and tell the truth? You want to get it off the chest, don't die with it, sucker.
Right. The name of the whole purpose of this show is we're here for venting, man. This is the show that you call in when you really don't want to say what you want to say around, you know, your mom and them or your people at work and your coworkers. This show is for when you want to cut loose, man. We therapy. You know what I'm saying? One of our loyal listeners, Miss Peaches. What's up, Miss Peaches? If you're listening. She said this shit like therapy for her, man. She said she called this show to unwind. She smoke her motherfucking blunt and get her drink on. She goddamn sit back, kick her feet up and listen to our crazy ass and goddamn it. You understand what I'm saying?
And she might have some of the, y'all might be going through some of the same things she's going through too.
Exactly.
So that's first and foremost why we motherfucking do the show. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, real life, real motherfucking radio, all black problems.
And some white problems.
And some white problems.
Some white problems. We address white people too. Hi, white people.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining the show. I love y'all. Come back and tell your friends.
Becky, Dave, John,
Mike. No, for real, my homie, Mike, what's up, homie? He always love check out the show. All right, so moving right along, K100 Internet Radio is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. Oh, I forgot my fucking background music. I'm tripping.
Yo, hey, 248, you throwing us off.
Okay, here we go. Got it ready. All right, we're a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment, you understand? Chainless Entertainment is an entertainment company. We do music around this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? We artists and producers in our own right. Engineers and all that shit, man. With that being said, we play independent music on the show. We play a couple of songs each episode to show love to the underground, to support our cause and to support other cause of other artists that we feel like they're talented and need some shine and deserve some shine, but not getting it through the normal channels because the music industry is fucked up and it's a bullshit ass political game. So we here just to give cats another avenue to get some exposure, and we show love to the underground. With that being said,
we're a shoulder to lean on.
Right. So with that being said, our email address is k100radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100 radio, all one word, @gmail.com. If you know an artist, if you are an artist, your baby daddy want to rap, your baby mama want to sing, whatever. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all send us an email with an MP3 of your music and a link to your website, like your MySpace or your Facebook, Reverb Nation, whatever. And then if we liking the music, man, we digging it, we going to play it. 9 out of 10 times, we going to spin it, man, because, you know, I mean, we gonna show love. Your shit got to be extremely, extremely fucking whack for us not to play it, man. Other than that, man, we know cats is working with what they got, and we gonna run it. But if your shit is real whack, watch your own ass with it, but we gonna crush it. We're not gonna be able to do it. Also, we do not play known artists, unless, of course, you are underground artist and you got a new mixtape joint or something like that. You collabing with a known artist, then we'll spend it. But we don't play known artists because they got all the money and the budget money to goddamn get it put on BET and radio and all the other shit. So we don't really fuck with that kind of music. So please don't call up here asking to hear the new Plies or the new Ross or the new Jeezy, the new T.I., which is all some artists that, you know what I'm saying, we feel their music or whatever. But, yeah, we're not playing them on the show. All right. What else? That's it? Oh, no. Got to make sure to tell y'all. I got to keep telling y'all because this is a new thing that we got going on. We are also on iTunes. So anybody who have, if you're an iPod user, you use iTunes, you know what I'm talking about. If not, close your fucking ears for 20, 30 seconds. If you have an iPod and you own iTunes, the show K100 is now an official iTunes podcast. That means all you got to do is subscribe to the podcast. Just go to the iTunes store. You should know what that is. Type in K100. When you see the logo, the middle finger come up, hit subscribe, and then from that point on, when you stick your iPod up to download your music or to charge your phone up, you're going to automatically download the latest episode. Well, when you first do it, you're going to get all the past episodes going to go to your phone. And then from then on, you will get all the new episodes after they air. It'll automatically be added to your phone every time you plug in and sync up, charge up, or whatever.
So that what that means is you're going to be working out and riding with your dogs, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we, hey, just like we said, man, we got these CDs coming in volume. Y'all just work with us. You know what I'm saying? We definitely got it coming.
All right. So that's everything. The number to call in is 347-934. Oh, yeah. We got the MySpace page up, too. That's new. A lot of people might not know that. MySpace.com/K100Radio. All one word. The letter K100Radio. We also on MySpace now. We started out on Facebook, so you should know that we on Facebook. And we also on Twitter. Now, if you need links to any of this shit, if you really don't feel like us repeating this shit, if you need our email address or whatever, just go to the show page, man, on the internet, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Our links to everything that we got going on with this show and our links to us individually as artists and our music pages, it's all on the show page. So you can find everything that Chainless Entertainment and K100 is involved in if you just go to our main show page, blogtalkradio.com/K-100. All right? Moving right along.
Yeah.
Also in the house tonight, we have a special guest sitting in with us. She's been here before. She came through to holler at us. One more again. What's up for the homegirl? Be nice.
Got a week off this motherfucker.
Hey, what's up? Be nice. All right. Of course, I'm probably going to have to kill you about 3 times tonight, so I'm cocked and loaded because you're going to say some shit.
And?
Because this is a goddamn big grown-up discussion, and you're going to try and play that little girl shit on me again. That bullshit. Huh?
I'm going to keep it real.
Well, you know what? If you keep it real, I ain't gonna kill you. I'm gonna keep if you keep it real, I can't kill you. That's all I can ask.
That's my thing.
Maybe you ain't.
Hey, every time
she,
hey, every time.
You might not agree with what I say, but I'm keeping it real from how I feel.
Okay. All right,
but every time you keep it up, you got your ass shot at him. Shot at him.
Until we have discovered that you wasn't keeping it real.
Yeah.
After careful digging. After careful digging, we realized that you wasn't keeping it real.
Yeah. Sometimes the dirty laundry comes out, people.
This is the show for it. This is not a show for the goddamn week, all right?
All right. Be out around this motherfucker. Be out around here. Now, we'll get that story.
We're going to find out the truth.
Yeah.
We're going to find out. We're going to find out, people. We're going to get to the bottom of this shit.
And we do our homework. Number two pencil. We test. Let's go.
All right, let's go. Tonight's show, episode 34, The Freaks Come Out at Night. You dig? That's what we're talking about tonight. Now, what we're talking about is pornography. Yes, that's right, people, pornography. Pornography is a fucking billion, with a B, billion-dollar industry. Makes crazy money. Lots of money.
They should know,
those,
y'all.
They ain't heard for no money in the porn industry. Don't get it fucked up. Except the motherfucking actors, I think. They might be the only ones that might need the money. But everybody who makes porn is rich. You understand what I'm saying? Because everybody like porn. People love porn. Okay? I like porn. Do you like porn, P-Rich?
I love it. I don't like it. I love it.
You love it?
I love porn.
Actually, I love porn, too.
I love porn.
I don't watch it all the time, but a good flick ain't nothing like a good flick. I can't even front.
Hey.
You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, for all y'all... Half fuckers, non fuckers, man, get your porn game up. If you don't know how to do something, man, you gotta watch the people who get paid to do it. You know what I'm saying? If your dick ain't long enough, they'll teach the guy how to get your shit. They'll tell you how to stretch it out.
Listen, man, we're gonna get into all the ins and outs and the pros and cons of porn. Is there any cons to porn?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of cons to porn.
Well, we'll talk about that. We'll get into it. But the point is, this night show is about porn. You feel me? Let me go ahead and run down the synopsis of the show for you. All right? This is what I wrote when I posted it up on the Facebook. For everybody who don't know, we always post up what we talk about on Facebook first because we started out as a Facebook group and page first. So if you're on Facebook and you're not our friend on Facebook, you need to change that ASAP. God damn it. How you listen to the show and you ain't our Facebook friend? What the fuck is wrong with you? Get your game up. All right? So this is what it says. It says porn. The billion-dollar industry that no one ever talks about, but everybody contributes to. Do you indulge in this personally?
Indulge.
Do you? Most people get their first view of sex from their parents' stash of porn or their friends' parents' stash of porn. Magazines, DVDs, internet, porn, all kind of new shit. Plus the latest new craze, making your own fucking porn.
Woo!
Tonight we're gonna discuss what kind of porn you like, what kind you own. What you think about it in general? All right, that's what we're talking about tonight on the show.
And what kind you do?
What you mean? What kind of do? What kind of do?
What kind of porn they do?
Some people don't even really goddamn fuck like porn stars. We here to fix that tonight. Okay. Be nice. Before we get to 248-704, y'all first in line. We coming to the callers first. But before we get to the callers, let's talk about it in house. Now, me personally, I fucking love porn.
I love it.
Watch it. Grew up watching it.
Share it.
First time I actually saw somebody getting mashed was, in fact, on porn. We started out with the magazines and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, sneaking, looking at the magazines and all that shit when you real young. And then one of your homeboys goddamn steal his mama and daddy porn flicks or whatever. And goddamn, you know, when you about like maybe 11 or some shit before you may not have got no pussy yet. One of your homeboys come over to the crib. He got the flick. Everybody mount up at whoever mom and dad work. And we watch motherfucker get to it. And then we go practice that shit when we play hide and go get it. But we still had our clothes on.
we started out dry fucking.
Right.
And we found that zipper was fucking our dick up.
Exactly. You understand?
Shit.
Exactly. At least we did it. Where from? You understand what I'm saying? So a lot of people get their first sexual experience after masturbating, because most people masturbate first. And then actually seeing somebody do it, seeing the act, 90% of people see it on the flick first.
And act up.
Yeah, and act up. Most people do. And I say 90% of the people. So, you know, porn is a part of everybody's life. Yeah, porn is a part of everybody's life. Now, I like it. I watch it. What kind of porn I like? because that's what I'm going to be asking all of y'all. Yeah. I don't like the porn where they have these long, drawn-out acting scenes, where the motherfuckers try to make this shit like a little mini soap opera. And then they got to lead up to the fucking... I like to turn it on. The bitch just sucking dick as soon as I hit play. Right, play, play. She's sucking dick. Right, go.
I think that's the difference between, like,
what?
Black porn, white porn.
I know, we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
You feel me? Because
yeah.
white porn is cool. They feel like they actors. You know what I'm saying? They have these little scenes,
yeah.
and they have this dialogue, all this extra shit. Black people porn, nigga porn, they just go in there, that bitch should get the mashing. They say one or two words, half the time the nigga already have his dick out when they cut to the scene. You know what I'm saying? And she's just coming in that motherfucker all top. You know what I'm saying? That's the difference between black porn and white porn. Now, I like white porn. Don't get me wrong. One star domestic. I like, it's all right. You know what I'm saying? But I like coast production porn where it's a little bit of acting, a little bit of talking, a little bit of flirtation for about 5 minutes, nigga. Maybe. And it's going to be gone.
Okay.
You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? Off the top. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of that's the kind of porn that I like. That's the kind of porn that I watch. You feel me? I like to watch porn with my motherfucking... With my chick, with a female, you know what I'm saying? I really don't sit around really watching porn with the fellas.
I think that's
yeah.
when you first start,
when you're young, but when you're
yeah.
grown, nigga, that shit kind of gay. Kind of gay, I think. A little bit. You just sit around in a room.
Kind of gay?
That shit kind of gay, man.
Nigga,
you know what I mean?
But some niggas be like, man, some niggas be sitting around watching, but I'm like, me, nah, I'd rather watch it with some chicks. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I'm not really fucking with that shit with a dude like that.
I'm not finna watch no porn with no niggas.
Right. Yeah,
and
I can't fuck with it.
There's motherfucking bitches in there.
Right.
And it's me and him, and we gonna act out what the fuck we looking at.
Oh, my God.
I don't get niggas sit around and watch porn with their homeboys. I don't know what's up with them niggas. Niggas kind of, I don't know.
How you gonna ask your homeboy to check out the new porn? Just get a nigga the DVD and let him go home and check it out on Master's Chick or something.
Right,
with
yeah. That's
able to the shit.
When I was young, yeah, before we was all really getting a lot of pussy and shit, you know what I'm saying? We like to do
that. Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
We around watching that shit like, oh shit, you seen it? You know, we was tripping out over it then, but now when you grow a nigga, nah, that shit is not cool. Nah. Okay, so what kind of porn you like, P-Rex? What did you watch?
Hey, man.
What's in your collection? Oh, by the way, hold on before I go anywhere.
Woo.
I also, in fact, do love to make my own porn. Got a collection of myself.
Oh, yeah. That archive of
that footage, you know what I'm saying? Like to make my own porn.
We got a library.
Now, listen, let me tell you something right now. If you goddamn, you have, in fact, made your own porn and you have starred in your own flick, if you let your boyfriend... film you with his camera phone sucking his dick. That's porn.
You
still filmed yourself fucking. You know what I'm saying? And you watching it back. That's porn. That's pornography. So don't come up here and be all fucking high and mighty and shit like, oh, you will never do it. You understand what I'm saying?
Pussy flicks.
And
let me tell
you, when you take a picture of your pussy and send it to your motherfucking boyfriend and shit, that's a form of pornography.
It is.
That's a form of pornography.
It is.
You have participated. You have, in fact, indulged and participated in pornography. All right?
That phone hot.
You feel me? So we're going to go and kill that shit off the top. So all you motherfuckers out there and got down on the phone lines, y'all talking about something. I never do that shit. You already did it in public. You done sent your motherfucking boyfriend a flick, a naked flick, a pussy shot?
Yeah.
Oh, nigga, you done participated in porn.
Hey, ladies.
Don't even play yourself. Don't call the people with the bullshit.
Hey, ladies.
You have participated in pornography.
Ladies,
period.
I'm going to give y'all some game right quick.
Period.
It's cool to take the pictures and send them to your boyfriend. Now, I ain't knocking you if you don't let the nigga send you with his cell phone and all that. But this is a fucking
lame.
Hold on. There's a consequences of repercussion behind that shit. Because if he fuck around and press the wrong button, your ass is gone. Your ass is gone, bitch.
Everybody
can see. Yeah.
Man, ain't no fucking that up. Ain't no fucking that up.
Hey, some niggas might be like, let me see. Oh, my God.
The point is, if you've done that, you have, in fact, created your own porn. So when I ask you, have you ever did your own porn? If you done sent your boyfriend some pussy shots, if you done let him film you, while y'all fucking with the cell phone or the camcorder, if it ain't but for 30 seconds, because that's all that little nigga cheap ass phone can hold on this chip, you've in fact done porn.
Yes.
Have you? Be nice.
Woo! Yes.
Have you?
Oh, first of all, yes.
You said, you have a cop. Fuck, I ain't just an actor. sucker. She said, yeah. Yeah.
You said my name and I said
okay, the question is, do you watch porn, first of all?
Yes, I do.
You like slick? What kind do you like?
I don't know. I'm not, like, into it. If I'm with somebody, that's when I watch it. I don't just get by
someone
to watch it. I don't do that.
Well, most people, I mean, most people, when we ask them, most people say, they watch it when they with their significant other. But some people just watch it when they masturbate. Do you watch it when you masturbate? Do you ever play with yourself while you're watching the film?
I have before, yeah.
Right, okay, so you basically watch porn, yeah. Pretty nasty. Okay.
What?
Hold on, 704, we're coming to you. 248, we're coming to you. Huh?
One finger, two fingers, or three?
I don't know. One finger, two fingers, or three, he said. When you play with it. How many fingers do you use?
One? We start off with one.
You start off with one. Then you go to two.
Yeah.
And then y'all go to
two when you kind of working. You start off with one when you kind of like playing with the
Yeah. You have to get it wet.
Then when you get wet,
it
takes two.
Okay.
Then three is when they get in the bathtub and put that thing out there. So that one, and let that thing beat out that thing.
Alright, so what kind of porn do you like? Do you watch? White porn, black porn?
I mean, it don't matter. I've seen some white porn, but I don't watch it.
Right.
Black porn, I guess, preferably. But I only like one part, like one scene. What? Maybe if she can hit from the back, or if it's a different type of position that I really haven't tried before. And when a nigga eating pussy, love it.
You don't like the dick sucking scene?
No. You know,
I have a
complex.
How can you not like dick sucking?
That's where my whole complex from dick sucking.
Man, you
should have
shot that motherfucker.
Why?
Okay,
they make dick sucking look so fun in the porn.
You're crazy.
What? Dick sucking look really fun in the porn.
I'm sorry, but that's where the whole thing started for me.
What?
That's why I was like, I would never suck dick. I didn't like sucking dick. I don't like. That's where that whole thing.
For porn?
Yes.
Why?
My brother.
They make it look easy and fun in porn.
It's a long story, but anyway.
Bro, we're here. We got 2 hours. We got 2 whole hours.
You know, every nigga tried to school their sister.
We coming back to that.
Yeah, every nigga tried to school their sister, but guess what, nigga? It's always a nigga with more game than you, and she got it in the eye.
Full of Copperfield. One chick said Copperfield. Hold on, let's go to the lines real quick, because they've been waiting for a minute. We're going to go to the lines. I see everybody on the line. We coming to everybody. 248, get at us. Who's this?
Is your fam.
Who is this?
This is Kim.
Oh, what happened? What you did? What's going on, Kim?
Calling in.
Man, appreciate it. What's going on, man? Hey,
nothing
Kim.
Much. Yeah.
I appreciate it. You watch?
Go ahead, ask.
You watch porn?
Yes, I do.
You love porn, don't you? I can tell in your voice.
I make my own. What are you talking about? I don't have to go buy it. I make my own.
What's your favorite? What kind of porn have you made? Wait now. Have you just sent the pussy flick, or have you actually made a real film?
No. I've made films my own. Me and my man, we filmed our own.
What time for
damn,
y'all?
Damn, she don't need to buy her. She got her own goddamn porn.
Hey, that's the best way. At least you can say that, man. At least you can say, baby, you ain't moved fast enough when I was trying to get that dick in right there.
Give him pointers. Like, see, you didn't do it right. You got to redo that.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm trying to get to that level.
Oh! We got a camcorder right here. We happen to have a camcorder handy.
Hey, one stop.
Right. Don't talk that shit over here. It looks like we can pull that motherfucking camera out with the dick behind it. Stop it. You know what I'm saying?
But,
all right, Tim, so check this out. So, but I know you make your own and you already jumped up to the next level, but when you do watch other porn, what kind of shit did you normally watch? Do you watch the white porn or the black porn or both?
I watch a variation of both.
Uh-huh. Well, what's your favorite part of the porn or the flick? Like, when you watch porn, like, what's the part that really just turn you on and shit, like, make you want to just get it in when you watch it?
You know, I'm like you. I don't like the one that's, like, telling the story. I want to get down to the nitty-gritty.
Right.
What they doing.
Right.
Give me some pointers. I'm like, okay, bam, let's try this.
Right. So what? So what's your favorite scenes in the flick? What kind of when is it a flick?
My favorite scenes.
Yeah, what's your favorite scene?
What are my favorite? I guess I would say penetration.
Okay, from the back.
The penetration part. Oh.
Yeah. Well, see, because let me tell you why I'm asking you this, because people be like, well, that's like, see, just because the scenes that I like on a flick. It's all about the camera angle. Now, what you like on a flick may not necessarily be your favorite position when you actually fucking.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
That's
why I'm asking you the question. You know what I'm saying? Because
you might the look, you might
right,
you
right.
Watch
that,
you,
that
not,
shit might that, you, that shit might be what you like to do. May not be your favorite position when you actually having sex, but on a flick,
true.
It just it be the shit. It look like it just you know it turn you on. That's why I asked you specifically, what is it that you actually like about you know what I'm saying? What kind of scenes do you actually watch?
Penetration. Because, okay. Like you said, if different angles of the camera won't get, you know, different, you'll see different things. So it may look good one way, but if you try it, you're like, whoa.
Right. Not so easy, not so good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You like watching girl on girl action?
No.
You don't like it? Because I know a lot of girls who don't like girls, but for some reason, watching girl action on a flick turn them on. But they won't fuck a girl, but they like watching it on a flick.
I guess because at one point in my life, I did used to be an exotic dancer, and I had too many girls come on to me. So, no, I don't even watch that. That don't even do nothing for me.
Okay, that's what's up. All right. Well, one time for you for goddamn being a creator of art. I love that. We love people who you know broaden their
lives. You talking about you love it. Her nigga is enjoying it.
Right, he loving it. He loving it. Ain't nothing wrong with y'all. So y'all sit back and watch our own flicks before y'all fucking all that kind of shit too, right?
Actually, no. I think what we do is we just do them and then we'll watch them after, but not before we start.
Oh man, I'll pop mine in. If I was kicking it with somebody and we done did that before, I like to watch it right before we mash. Just throw it in and fuck while I flick playing in the background, nigga. So I'm fucking and then I look up at the flick and we fucking and it's just a goddamn fuck fest.
No, see, then I would critique him. You would be critiqued then because I'd be like, you ain't pumping like you was in that flick. Get to work.
Man, shit, that shit just, I don't know. Hey, let me tell y'all, man, if y'all ain't filmed y'all fucking, you don't know what you're missing. Everybody listen, if you have not filmed yourself fucking, you do not know what you're missing, I'm telling you. You're slipping.
Exactly.
You're slipping.
Right.
You get to see all them fuck faces. All them fuck faces you think you didn't make, you make them. You know what I'm saying?
You made
them. That's the best part. That's the best part, looking at them fuck faces.
That shit is funny, though. For real.
Like,
all right, Kim. I appreciate it.
Hey,
yeah, you did. All
right.
When that nigga was pounding that motherfucker, yeah, that's what you were looking like.
That one eye open with your mouth.
Right. I need two cameras, one to film the action and one to film that face.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Before we go to the next caller, I'm going to go ahead and put my shit out there early, nigga. So y'all motherfuckers don't even get it misconstrued.
Well, tell the people then, P-Ray.
You know what I'm saying?
Tell the people.
My favorite two position is, it's only two, nigga. I'm going to tell you. I like to see my dick going in that pussy, at that pussy.
Right.
In that pussy, at that pussy.
So you talking about you gotta feel it from hitting it from the back.
Yeah. I like
But you know you gotta get a camera see when you do it like that, you gotta have a tripod to really get that angle.
Hey nigga, I just lay down and sit back and just watch that pussy just
see you can do that if you laying on the bed.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, I'm telling you when you feel that shit.
You cut me out, nigga.
Okay, go ahead.
Damn. Damn. You cut me out.
Go ahead.
I know you my boy, I know we do. Hey look, in the second position is and the second, this is my ultimate, this second position.
Uh-huh.
Everybody know, man, P. Ray, a.k.a. Miss Slurpee Burke. I like to see my dick go in and out that mouth and poke at that jaw.
Love it. You gotta have a jaw poke scene. You gotta have a jaw poke scene. You gotta have one scene when it going in and poke the skin and the side of the jaw. You gotta have it, man. You ain't gonna film it if you ain't got that one
shot.
Hey,
nigga, if you ain't never did that, tonight you need to do it, I guarantee
you. Get your girl, get your phone, nigga.
Okay, well, scrubbing.
That means, hey.
That's kind
of
like
that's
closed.
No, hey.
Open wide, baby. Open wide.
First off,
say ah.
Hey,
let me see
you
say ah.
Hey, look. Look,
you ain't got a gap of her teeth too, she'll be all right.
First off, if she's sucking dick, she needs to know how to move her teeth when the dick is coming.
Right. Evade the dick, bitches. Evade the dick.
Shit. Let's go, man.
704. Get at us, baby. What's going on? What's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
We're doing all right. Y'all some nasty motherfuckers. Y'all nasty. Yes, we are. And we proud of it. I'm just playing. I'm nasty too. The freaks do come out at night. That's right. You don't got to ask no questions. I got everything lined up for you. My favorite fleeks is the ones with Mr. Marcus, big dick ass.
I love the ones with. All right. I love them fleeks. Hey, happy nights. How you doing tonight? What's up, baby? How are you? I miss you. But I like the ones with Pinky and Cherokee and Miss Roxy. Because you know Miss Roxy. Yeah. Oh, Roxy from Atlanta. They're my favorite.
Yeah, I fucked with Rod Henry.
Miss Roxy likes you in the ass.
Whoa!
Whoa! Yeah,
whoa! Whoa!
She likes the ass. Hey, anal is called. For y'all that don't know, anal is called hind catching.
Well.
Are you a hind?
Miss Roxy say.
Do you like it in the ass? How about that? Do you like it in the ass? Do you like it in the ass?
That's my information. That's my information.
Yeah. Can you take it in the ass?
I'm not gonna say I don't like it. That's what we're gonna say. We're gonna say.
But you take it in the ass. Ass beat.
Right.
Ass beat.
Right. We like.
Ass beat. Ass beat.
Yay.
This is what we do, baby.
All right, so check it out. Okay, so have you made your own porn? You ever film yourself?
Definitely.
You ever seen the inside of
your own? Yeah, we took pictures, filmed it with the camera, family sucking my boyfriend dick.
You a nasty motherfucker.
I'm a grown nasty motherfucker.
That's right, baby.
I'm a grown nasty.
Hold on. Let me ask you this. Do you got the scene where he get the do you let him skeet on your face and shit? You got that scene?
No, fuck no. They cost more.
They cost damn. If they gonna do it, just do the damn thing. Yeah, you ain't got the scene.
No. I got a little bit more self respect than to let a nigga be skeeting in my face and shit.
Wait. Hold the fuck up. Pop your motherfucking brakes. I know this motherfucker that sit here and say all that nasty shit talking about she got no respect. What the fuck you? God damn it. What the hell wrong with you?
Listen to me. Nah, that's like a nigga peeing on me or some shit. That ain't.
Wait a minute. Hold on. See, this right here, the type of shit I be talking about right here. See, this all this goddamn halfway. Listen, man, if you're gonna suck the nigga dick, and you when he come, I mean, if you let him skid on your face, that is not the same thing as letting nigga pee on you. That's part of fucking. You might as well go and let a nigga skid in your face. Why not? Why not? That's
fuck
the best
no,
thing.
Fuck no.
And it comes. Everybody knows.
How old are you? How old are you?
Everybody. She's 21.
That's why.
She can come the neck and below. The neck and below. I ain't finna. No.
When you get 28.
When you get 28.
When you get 28.
When I get mad. The difference is when I get married, my husband can come wherever he wants to. In my mouth, on my face, on my lips, everywhere. But just, nah, I don't think I'm ready for a nigga to be in my face. I'm not saying that it never happened. I'm just saying it hasn't happened, okay?
Okay, we'll do that.
So you ain't never swallowed no nut or nothing?
Oh, you can't.
I got crickets. You know what I'm saying? Fucking crickets. Damn it. Yeah, you swallow.
Let me stop. I swallow.
So I'm saying when you do it, you
can't get it in your face.
I'm just that. What kind of shit is that?
No.
You swallow, but you can't take it in the face.
I'll be like, hold on,
baby. If anything, a girl will tell you. If anything, that's backwards. Most girls will let you guys take it in the face. That's backwards, ain't it?
You're right. Listen, you're right. And it almost got there, but then I was like, you know what? I can't do this no more. I swallowed my ex-boyfriend like 2.5 times. The half was like, nigga, I don't know what you're eating, but your nut is disgusting. So I
said, get
it out.
Pineapples, baby. He needs more pineapples in his diet.
I know. You stupid.
I keep milk can in the fridge.
Hey, matter of fact.
I'm ready for war.
Hey, matter of fact, that's what you need to do. Every time you suck in the dick, you might want to swallow some back. Get you a bowl of fruit on the side. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. You know what, baby? You're going to have to go. All right. But in the flick, though, for real. In the flick, that's like the best scene, man. When they got them going and got them, let them take it in the face, that's like the climax of the scene.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Why, hey, you notice every time
you're
in the
right.
flick, when
you're
that nigga
right.
bust that motherfucker in the face, they fade to black. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
The scene is
but
over.
Like, listen, I understand that, but that's like a fantasy for a nigga. If a nigga going to get a fantasy, what the fuck do I get out of it? Yeah, the dick is good, and yeah,
you get it in the face. You get it in the face. You get it in the face. That's what you get. You get it in the face.
What's your fucking fantasy then?
Hold on. A better question. P-Rad asked you what's your fantasy, but a better question than that, or basically the same question is, when a nigga eating your pussy, when you about to come, do you tell that nigga to stop, hold up, or do you bust that nut in that nigga face? All right then.
What's different?
It just be squirting all in your eyes and in your hair and shit.
Some women skeet it out, baby. Some women skeet that shit out like goddamn. Like T.C. shouting.
But y'all don't move y'all head back and let us squirt y'all in your eyes and shit.
Because y'all can't, because y'all be laying down when y'all getting your pussy. Y'all already laying down. Y'all don't want to move. Y'all be stuck in that one position.
Yeah, you crap up. Right. Your cheek and your left.
I like to smother you.
Take it in the face.
I like to smother your ass.
Take it in the face.
Take it in the face.
Be nice. Do you take it in the face? Be nice.
No, I'll take it in the face.
Do you take it in the face? Be nice.
She's still acting like she don't suck dick.
I don't suck dick.
Let me tell you, be nice
up for good day. We know she do. That's why she said that shit. We killed her fucking ass.
Hey, how you know she's a good day?
Huh? How you know?
That's my baby. That's my homegirl.
Okay, but how you know she?
We done had our dick sucking conversations.
Thank you.
We done had our dick sucking conversation.
So why you be always stunting on the show, man?
I don't be stunting on the show. I give you how I feel about the whole thing. I don't be stunting and acting all like I don't do shit, but it's a lot of shit that
she
I haven't
like. She says she don't like it. She says she don't like it.
I hear that.
All right. Appreciate it. Hey, stay on the line, baby. Don't hang up. I got like 3, 4, 5 callers waiting. All right. Stay on the line. All right. King, what's happening, baby? I'm coming to you 512. And what the fuck? Is this somebody's name on my fucking... Hello. Damn. Somebody got them find a way to put their name on my damn shit. It ain't even got their phone number. I'm coming to you. I don't know how they do that, but university or something.
Let's go.
Well, I'm coming to them next. King, what's happening, baby? Holler at us.
Man, okay. I I don't really love it, but, you know, if I do watch it, I watch more girl on girl because, you know, I just love some face.
So wait a minute. Hold up. You watch the girl on girl action, but you don't really fuck with girls, right?
I don't, no. You get more face shots on the girl on girl stuff.
I mean, they got flicks where niggas eat pussy too, though.
They don't do it long enough, and they don't do it right enough. You know, they just be trying to do it just to get it wet so they can go on and mash.
Oh, shit.
You know.
So that's what it is.
That's what it is for me. For me, that's because I love face. I love face in any form. I love it. So, you know.
Hey, this one I got to ask you. If you heard it, you already told me the same. Look, please. If you love that shit in any form, how could a nigga eat your pussy from the back?
How can he?
Yeah.
What? Shut up.
Yeah, I got your ass. I got you.
His neck might be about to break from trying to get up under there. But
hey, that nigga got
whiplash
trying to eat that pussy.
I nigga got to travel 3 feet.
I just tell him to lay back and I sit on his face for him, so we'll save his neck that way. But he might drown.
I just wanted to know, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's a little awkward. Yeah, you're right.
Hey, I want a nigga to call up here and tell me. You know what I'm saying?
All that booty meat. He can't get up on all that booty meat.
That's a lot of booty meat. Look. Listen, man.
Get your booty, dude. Come on, T.T. Shawty.
All right.
Tell be nice. I said she need to relax her jaws, and then she can get that skin in the jaw.
Hey, appreciate it.
Her jaw be nice.
Hey,
your jaws don't ever get tired. They don't lock up. You know, they don't hurt a little bit.
No. See, you gotta know how to do the right rotation with it. You can't be tight. She might feel a little bit too tense when she do it because she don't really like it. Yeah,
right,
so you feel a little tense. You got to breathe and relax and just let that bottom jaw drop down.
And here at Chandler's Entertainment, right, we are here to provide public service announcements for the people. You understand what I'm saying?
Dick Sucking 101 will be whole every Saturday over here at Chandler's.
Right.
Open wide and motherfucking guard.
We'll have Instructor Key in the building. She can perform live.
Oh, yeah,
show you how
yeah.
It's done. Be nice. We'll be our first student. We'll see if we can get her C average up to an A.
Yeah.
We're here to perform a public service. What we here for, man? It's K100. All right, Keith. Now, have you made your own porn? Do you participate yourself in pornography?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah. Not till I got older.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you couldn't stand to see yourself when you was younger, huh?
What'd you say?
I just started masturbating, so...
You just what?
I don't like it, so I'm
going to wait,
but I don't like it.
Stop. What did you say?
You've been fucking high.
Recently, like within a year, like tried masturbating.
Uh-huh.
For the first time, I don't like it.
Once again, for the people, exactly about what age range are you again?
I'm around 31.
Right. And you just started masturbating.
Yeah, and I stopped because I don't like it. So,
what's not to like about masturbating?
I just tried it. I just don't like it. I don't see the point in it. I just go get some.
The point is to bust a nut when you ain't got no.
No, it ain't. But see, if I can't bust it the way I want to, I can't give myself no face. A finger can't give you no face. So. That's my main purpose.
You are just a fucking face fanatic. Jesus.
I am, and if I can't get it, I don't want nothing else. I can't really just bust just from playing. No, I need some tongue and some lips and some slurping sounds and
blah. Yo, hey, that's what it is. It's some sounds. It's some sounds you like to hear. You make, you know. a nigga eating that pussy right. That's what you right there.
I need somebody
lying
on that thing.
You just fucking nasty. You fucking nasty. Right. I'll be that.
You need a digger. Hey. You need a digger to eat that pussy.
So let me ask you this right here. Let me ask you this. So look, FK, in your, you filmed yourself fucking?
Not actually. Just a blowjob.
Oh, okay. Did you take it in the face?
I ain't never filmed myself.
Did you take it in the face?
Yeah, last night. I already know that. I'd be lying if I say it.
You know that?
Ah, we like it.
I try to be stupid, you know.
That shit happen again. I'm curious. When that shit happen again?
What?
What?
You said when or why?
I said when it happened.
I said when I told y'all about it. We was at the end of the show. We talked about
that
getting in the eye.
Oh,
that part.
Oh.
I was gonna be like, goddamn. Like, I was gonna say episode 33 kind of moved you. Damn it, man.
All right. All right, Key, we got to go.
I want to film myself actually getting it in. I'll do that one day.
Well, here at K100, we got a tripod, we got a camcorder, and we got willing participants. Let us know. This case, we just put it out there. We put it out there for the people.
I'll count a dicks over here.
Y'all nasty. Y'all crazy.
All right, stay on the line. We got to go see somebody else. I got like 5 people. All right.
All right,
we're getting to you. Coming down the line.
512,
what it do?
How you doing? It's Jerome.
It's who?
Jerome.
I say Jerome in the house.
Watch your mouth.
Well, goddamn, Jerome.
Go ahead, Jerome.
Tell us what's happening, partner.
Jerome, do you watch flicks?
No, Jerome don't watch the flicks. Jerome in the flicks, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, I want to talk to Lil Cupcake that was on the line before me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
She's talking about she just found herself. How you just found yourself? That don't make no damn sense.
Jerome, hey, you got your own footage, right?
Yeah, I got Jerome stay with his footage. I got me a movie theater, man. Come on, now.
So you got some shots where they're taking it in the face, Jerome?
No, man, what the hell? Jerome is a player from the Himalayas. I don't do that.
Well, hey, don't be true to it. Be new to it, Jerome.
Right.
Thank you, brother. Now, what I want to say, though, is old Junk in the Trunk that was on the phone before me. I know, girl, you need to stop playing and stop masturbating. You know what I'm saying? Stop paying the master, because Jerome do it like no other can. Let me tell you something. I am divine, and I am sure to blow your mind. You know what I'm saying? Jerome crazy. Jerome is crazy.
You are, dog. All right, man. Hey, homie, appreciate you calling the motherfucking show, though. We love you over here, Jerome. What time for Jerome? All right, homie. Yo, that dude is crazy.
Episode 34, motherfucking Jerome in the
out. All right, we're going to I don't even know. Yo, who is this right here, yo? Who is this?
Hello. This is Buzz Killington.
Buzz Killington?
Yes. How are you fellas doing today?
We're doing all right, Buzz. What's happening, homie? Appreciate you calling the show, dude. What's happening?
I just wanted to talk about the sexual experiences that I enjoy.
Okay, Buzz. Go ahead, Buzz.
Well, after the lights are off, I like to nurse her into the bed and caress her and make sure I don't see anything naughty. I like to stay under the blankets, and, you know, I don't like to look because that's very rude, you know, but I do like to get a little wampa-dump in there, if you know what I mean.
A little wampa-dump.
Yes, that would be my favorite kind of sexual. If I'm feeling really kinky, I might actually put it in her vagina. Yeah.
Buzz, by any chance, Buzz, are you white? Buzz, by any chance, are you white?
Well, why, yes, I am. Let me tell you a story about the shipping industry over in the Pacific that's to do with me being white. One time when I was over in California, I decided that I wanted to rent a boat. Now, this was a nice...
Wait, Buzz, you're talking about fucking and porn, Buzz.
Oh, I'm getting to that.
Jump to it, Buzz. See, we black people, we already talked about this, Buzz. See, you white people, y'all got that porn where y'all want to act shit out and do all these elaborate scenes first. We just want to goddamn jump to it, Buzz. Get to the fucking part, Buzz. Get to it for me, Buzz. Go ahead.
Well, after we're on the boat, I like to call her a heavenly blessed beauty who's simply divine and everlasting. That's what I like to do. And then I like to kiss her on the neck and then take her out to dinner. And at this dinner, we may order a steak or maybe a filet mignon, and I like to wine and dine her. And if I'm feeling a little frisky, I might give her a little pinch on the booty.
Buzz, man, you are a freak, Buzz.
Yeah, I like to keep it crunk, as you blacks say.
Right, Buzz.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Buzz. So, Buzz.
Yes, yes.
So, Buzz, have you ever filmed yourself fucking, Buzz?
Oh, that's so naughty, I can't do that. This is Buzz Killington. No, but I do like to sometimes wear a hat. That's my fantasy. I love wearing a top hat while I'm fucking.
Right, Buzz. Well, you know what, Buzz? We're gonna go ahead, Buzz, and go to the next caller.
Oh, hold on. One more story. Uh-huh. Oh, it was one time when I was over in the Himalayas.
Right. Okay, Buzz is gone. Like prank call. See, that's how I know my show is blowing up. Motherfuckers are prank calling me now. I'm participating though.
Thanks,
I'm a team player. Thanks, Buzz. But we had to move right of fucking along.
Yeah, Toy Story 3 is moving right here, motherfucker.
God damn it! I knew something was up when I couldn't even see this motherfucker number and his fucking name popped up. Damn it, Buzz.
Buzz, we got your ass though.
And who was that? Jerome. From 512. What the fuck is 512 anyway? My show is blowing up. My phone lines are full. The number is 347-934-0966. If you're on the line, hit the number one and holler at us.
Charm in. Fuck with
you. Know what I'm
boy.
Saying? Hold on. 954? The fuck? Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
What's going on? Who's this?
It's Tommy B and D-Lo.
What's going on, dude?
Yeah, I'm trying to call in for this radio station. Is it the right place?
Yeah, this is the right place, homie.
Right,
K100 Internet Radio, man. We're talking about porn. Do you watch porn?
Hell yeah, I watch porn. My name is Tommy B and D-O. I got a supplement company out in Sydney, Australia, and I like to fuck bitches all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa, shit. You a professional, dude?
Yeah, I'm a professional. You know, I shoot porn. I edit it. I make music to it, and, you know, jack off to it. I do it all.
Damn, so, check this out. We got a pro on the line, y'all. Appreciate you calling the show, homie. So, since you are in the industry, we like your expert advice, man. You know what I'm saying? Tell us a little bit about the porn. Now, when y'all making the flicks and shit, do y'all be using, like, shit to keep their dick hard and shit like that right there? Do y'all take, like, pills and shit for the bitches and shit to make them get loose, like ecstasy and shit? Or do y'all just keep it natural and just go in?
Well, all I got to do is look in the mirror and look at my fucking jacked frame. Yo, I got the body of an aesthetic god. My name is Ziz, son of Zeus. So that keeps me hard all damn day, son. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, dude has got to get on himself, yo. For real. So you fuck black chicks, white chicks, it don't matter what kind of chicks you got in the flicks?
Yeah, I fuck every chick, dude. I fucked 1,000 chicks at a time one time. It was no big deal.
Nothing, huh? Damn. Ain't nothing, homie.
You fucked 1,000 chicks at one time.
One time, son.
1,000 bitches at one time.
One time, bro.
And your dick didn't go
in. Yo, this is for you right here, homie. You get the motherfucking goddamn applause, homie. And he's gone. All right, yo, we having all kinds of people prank call me and all kind of shit tonight. My lines are full. I put this shit on fucking Facebook, and now everybody's just calling my show with this crazy shit.
1,000
bitches, nigga, keep it.
Nigga, where the fuck you found 1,000 bitches? Fuck you at one time, 1,000.
He's got the bodies of a fucking god.
I'm kicked up off myself.
My show has been invaded by the fucking hackers, I think.
It's okay.
I love it. That means I'm blowing up.
Yep.
Tisha F. Baby, please say the baby.
Hey, say the baby. What's going on, fellas? What's going
on? What's happening?
Say the baby.
Chilling.
What's
it's
up?
Me and Tiff again. She's on the other line, so I'm not playing with y'all again.
Ow! What's happening?
What's happening, Tiff?
Hi.
What's up? Okay, so we're going to go with you first, Keisha. Keisha, do you watch porn?
I have watched it, but I'm no fan. Mm-mm.
You know, why you don't like porn? What is it that you don't like about
it's
it?
It's not that I dislike it. I just feel like if you've seen one, you've seen them all. That's
what?
How I feel. I mean, how many times can you watch somebody freaking?
How many times can you fuck? How many different people can you fuck? Is it the same every time you fuck, Keisha?
That's true, but I mean, I don't want to just watch other people doing it. I'd much rather just make videos of myself if that's the case.
Thank you.
Okay. Whoa!
Yes.
Whoa!
Yes.
So have you filmed
yes.
yourself fucking? Have you filmed
yeah.
yourself fucking?
I have.
How many times?
Well, okay, that's cool.
Know.
So you film yourself giving head and everything, right?
No.
Whoa.
Let me think. I'm pretty sure it has happened once.
But I'm saying, though, like... I'm saying, if you go feed yourself fucking, and you do give head, right? You do suck dick, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if you go feed yourself fucking, how you gonna leave out that part of the shit? That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I think that was probably left out because he just didn't get the camera in time. I don't know, honestly. I don't know.
Like, you told him
not to do it, didn't
hold
you?
Hold on.
Don't lie
no,
to you.
Uh-uh.
You told him not to do
no.
it.
Hey, kill that fucking nigga for not having this motherfucking camera on hand because
hey,
he might
exactly.
what? He might drop the motherfucker when he fucking, but he's
first
not gonna drop that bitch.
First of all, I start off sex with getting my dick sucked. I don't know where they do that. How we skip that part? That's the first part.
Right.
But I mean, if the idea doesn't come up till afterwards, then he missed out.
Yeah.
What? Hey, kill that sucker.
That.
Hey, if he knew he was gonna film, kill that sucker nigga for not having that camera on time.
That's not for you. That's for that nigga.
Yeah.
Fuck is wrong with him? Okay, Keisha.
Yes.
So you're not really a fan of it. You don't really watch it, but you have filmed yourself, right?
Yes.
So when you watched it back, did you like watch it back while y'all was doing it, or did it like turn
just
you on?
Just watched it last night.
Oh,
no.
No.
I watched it back like to critique it or whatever.
Made
I watched
a video
back,
that last night.
wait, Keisha.
Oh,
what Keisha, what'd
just
you
to
say,
see
Keisha?
What was going on. I haven't watched it back like to masturbate to it or anything. I just watched it
oh
back
my
to
God.
See what happened. I know, right? I'm so politically correct. But
kill
I mean,
Keisha, do you, are you keeping it real, Keisha? Don't make me kill
I'm
you.
I'm keeping it real. I promise you, I'm keeping it real. I haven't watched my own porn to masturbate. I've just watched it back just to see what I did. You know what I'm saying? Just like, oh,
oh
we
my
take it.
God. What?
I mean, I'm
going to
repeat that. Because, I mean, he still has them. So, I think he probably uses it. This is your
I mean, do you got a copy of it?
No.
You don't have a copy of it?
No.
What the fuck, Keisha?
Elf baby?
Keisha.
Elf baby. Yes.
Why you don't got a copy of your own flick? Why they do that?
Well, I mean, he has it, like, on his little digital whatever, those little flip-up, flip-out cameras, the little Kodak Sony thing.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know how to get a copy of it. He probably has it on a DVD somewhere, so I'm probably all over YouTube. I don't know.
Oh, shit, we don't have
to. I saw it last night.
Goddamn, I hope he do you like that, baby. Damn.
No, I doubt it, though. I doubt it.
Okay.
But if he did?
Okay, so, all right,
if
Tiffany.
Shit, I can't do anything about it.
Well,
okay. Oh, it's my turn.
Okay,
come on.
Tiffany, welcome back to the show, Tiffany. appreciate that.
Yo, let's do the dragon. Let's do the dragon, Tiff.
All right, so check this out. I know you watch porn. I really don't feel it's a redundant question, but what kind of porn do you like?
I like lesbian porn. No. Oh, my God.
No. Hold up. She's not the only one. Because earlier, Keith said she liked to watch lesbian porn because she loved getting face. And that's the best face shots when the girls eating each other out. Is that why you watch it?
No.
Why do you watch it?
You like... Tell us why. Tell us why.
Oh, my goodness. Why does anybody you watch porn because it's hot because it turns you on, but I really don't see the point in watching porn when you could really just do it yourself. If you like watching that stuff, well, why don't you do it? Because obviously that would please you.
Exactly. So do you like girls?
No.
Oh,
sorry.
Come on, man.
Sorry.
Let me down, Tip. Wait a minute. So wait. So now you see you just. So you never. So Tiffany, you never fucked a girl?
No.
But you like watching girls fuck.
I'll watch girl porn, yes. But I won't. I won't fuck a girl, no.
I don't understand it. So,
what's not to understand?
Because you just said that why watch some shit when you can do it yourself if that's what turns you on? And then I said, so
oh,
then you like her.
I think any sexual act, obviously, depending on the taste it's done in or the style, can be sexy, but. Not, I mean, it doesn't. I mean, I could watch any type of porn as long as it's done. And I don't know the saying, but as long as it's good porn, porn is porn. Girl porn,
right.
Guy porn. As long as it's sexy.
I don't want to watch men.
Okay.
Porn. Sorry.
I don't think I can watch men porn like that kind of porn.
That's what I'm saying. I would never watch fag porn. Like, why would I ever watch that? That's just not gonna do. I'm gonna throw up in my mouth. Literally,
okay.
Probably all the way on the floor. I don't want to watch it. So it's like, why would I watch that? You feel me? But
I ain't even gonna let that shit come out my mouth.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, so that's what I'm asking you. You saying watch it? You saying you want to watch it because that's what you like interested in? But then I asked you, do you like girls? And you said no. So is it the pussy eating? Is the fact?
Well, what porn do you? But what kind of porn do you like? Do you watch porn that has men and women? Does that mean you want to have sex with a guy and a girl at the same time?
No, I watch regular porn with one guy, one girl, you feel me, or one guy and two girls, because I like having menage a trois and threesomes and shit, and I like fucking the bitch straight up one-on-one, and I like when girls fuck other girls, so I do watch girl-on-girl action, because I would like to see it in real life. I want to be right there when they get done.
There's still time.
No, baby, you're late, you missed my show.
It's probably already too late, it's probably already happened.
Yeah. That's old news for your boy. I'm a pro at that.
Oh,
do this
wow.
Shit.
You're a pro. You're
right,
a pro
exactly.
Here.
So let me ask you this.
Oh, pro on a pro. I like to see that match.
let me ask you this. So you have you filmed yourself yet?
Have I what? Have I filmed myself? No.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh,
I
man, you should try it.
I can honestly say that. I know you would think out of Keisha that I would probably be
Right. Hold on.
Yo,
I'm
right
now.
You know what I'm saying?
Lady
in the seat, but a freak in the bed, evidently.
Hey,
you're right.
I was married. So.
Well, true. That was a husband.
No, of course.
Right.
Somebody
okay. Well, I tell you what, Tiffany. If you're ever in the Atlanta area, you know what I'm saying? Yo, if you ever just feel like you wanna cross that threshold, once again, we over here at Chainless Entertainment at K100 Radio. We are always willing participants. We got two cameras, a tripod, and two cell phones on deck. Just holler.
I think our whole studio set up.
Yeah, we ready
for
it.
We got a little studio set up. Okay, all right, I can get with that.
We got the lights.
I already got a couple of costumes ready. Do you like to play dress up?
No. See, that's that white shit. We want to get to it. Come in.
Come in.
Get naked. Start fucking. Bam. All
right.
Black folks porn. That's what we like.
You like that? Well, okay, I get it. I'm on board.
All right.
Well, let's do it.
All right. Let holler at us.
I would like to cast for who's going to be in the porno with me, though. I mean,
of course,
you guys are welcome, but if there's going to be girls involved, I need to be a part of the casting process. I'm not going to be filmed with just any old hoe.
Exactly. Be nice, you know?
That's not funny.
Ask Keisha if she'll do it.
Keisha, I'm famous.
I'll produce.
Hold the fuck up, Keisha. I know you ain't just sitting there talking about you gonna produce. You make sure everything go, nigga. Some shit going up in your ass too. Literally, literally.
I tell you what, if that motherfucking pussy jump, it's gonna get hit.
She's talking about she's gonna produce and direct. What the fuck they do that?
Her knees probably.
Oh yeah. I like to get those real close up shots.
Oh, exactly. I'll make sure it's watchable once it's all over. That's what I'll do.
I tell you, you know what though? Hold on.
What's the rule on golden showers though?
But what? No, for real though. For real, for real shit. Since I have filmed myself fucking before, I will tell you this. I do want to do it with another motherfucker holding the camera. Because that shit is difficult to hold the motherfucking camera. The tripod sometimes can't get all up in there and get that motherfucking light perfect angle. You feel what I'm saying? But
exactly.
Goddamn it.
I just had this conversation at work today. You need somebody to make sure you get it right.
I tell you,
this is how you get it across. You got to get the person that's comfortable with the person that's holding the camera also.
Right.
I can hold the camera.
Right.
I bet you can.
Yeah, Batisha.
Batisha.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to fuck something.
Oh, God.
You're going to have to fuck
something. You're going to what?
As long as I'm going to get my money.
Hey, we gonna say it,
baby,
but you gonna have to tell
them draws off. She said, how much is the price on that? Goddamn, let me know first. I need to know.
I can make that happen.
Let me put the bills together real quick. Hang on. I'll get back to you on that one.
All right, we will come back to y'all. Here's number one.
Keisha was actually in the middle of filming, and we lost track of time and realized we needed to call you guys.
Why you didn't go to water?
Oh, my God. All right, y'all hit the number one when y'all get the money together.
All right.
Please save the baby.
Man, these girls are wild. Everybody wants to be a star.
Yo, LL, if you listen, call in, ma.
Everybody wants to be a star. LL was listening earlier. She had to go somewhere properly. Yeah. Everybody wants to be a star. Let me see who this is right here. Oh, I don't know. This is another prank call. I got all kind of prank callers on my line. Yo, who's this? K100. Caller. You on the air? Yo, I guess they didn't
hang up, nigga sucker.
I'm hanging up. I don't know. I guess they didn't want to hang up. Hold on. Uh-oh, Shay Shay's on the line. Oh. Shay Shay, what's happening, baby?
Shake them out.
What's up, babe?
What's going on now? Did you just hear Keisha? Oh my God.
I did. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
LMG. LMG. LMG.
Hey, first off, we're going to start like this. I can't believe that bitch.
That old freaky bitch. With her freaky ass.
All right, Shay,
of course. So, Shay, do you watch porn? Well, let me give you a question.
Y'all know I do. Come on now, whatever.
I know, we just got it.
You don't even have to put that question out there. That is a total given.
Well, since we know you have been known to jump on a pink dick or two, what kind of porn do you watch?
I'm blue. Okay.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey. Leave
you know
that
what,
pink
though? Coincidentally,
what's that?
I don't prefer to watch pink dicks on porn. They gotta be brown enough. I mean, you know, I'll watch non-black porn, but I really do like tan bodies. I mean, I like brownness. So, I mean, if I'm watching it, it's got to resemble me to some degree.
Okay, so when you like girl on girl action? Do you watch that? What's your like favorite kind of porn, like scene in the porn?
I watch some girl on girl because, you know, I like the pussy shots because the up close, because it lets me, I like to see what the guy sees when he's on me. So I like to, you know, I just want to know.
Okay.
Because I don't get to see it from that angle. So, you know, I just want to know, you know, say, well, how exactly does he do that? You know, I want to see down there too.
Right. Okay. So, but you watch girl on girls? You like watching girls fuck?
Not necessarily fuck, but, you know.
I mean,
like I said, it's interesting, you know, to pick up some tips, you know, whatever.
To pick up some tips?
Whoa, you like girls? You'll fuck a chick? Hmm?
Not so much with girls. I mean, you know, it's playful. It can be playful. Didn't we already have this chat on another episode?
I know, but we want you to say it again. Will you fuck a girl? Do you fuck girls?
I haven't.
Have you fucked a girl?
Per se, but, you know.
Okay. So have you filmed yourself? Have you made your own porn? And keep in mind, we already said, if you seeing pussy flicks of your boyfriend and all that, you are, in fact, participating in pornography.
Yeah, I have. I've made some slideshows and, you know, took some photographs. I haven't filmed it yet, like, you know, rolling camera filming. That's next. I got that on my
next.
List of things to do. Yeah, that's on my bucket list.
Oh, happy birthday. Would you like a gift? Here at K100, we give out free dick all the time. The homie Big Swole that came into the motherfucking building strapped with goddamn cigars and weed, as usual. The homie Big Swole in here, he's gonna turn his motherfucker from 19 to 420 ASAP.
You already know, man. You already know.
Swole watches a lot of porn. We'll get him to talk about it in a minute.
Hey, but your birthday coming up.
He's rolling the blunt.
He might have thrown you a party.
I'm coming up there.
Actually, we kind of had a discussion about the party on Facebook.
Are you coming up to your party?
She wants to go to Trapeze.
Hey, I'm going.
Hey, I'm going to need a bodyguard, somebody to guard my body. So.
Hey, I ain't even going to go back. Let me know when
I'm
you get
an application.
Hey, I'm going. The table's okay. You got to let me know a week before you come.
That nigga got a serious ass look on his face, too. That nigga serious as a motherfucker. That nigga, I'm going, nigga. Fuck that, I'm going.
He's like, I'm all in.
Man, what?
Oh, man. All right, Shay, so that's the next step. So just make sure whenever you do decide to go ahead and film yourself doing it, please don't goddamn half do it. Please take it in the face. You got to get the cum in the face shot.
Well,
I mean,
as long as it gets in the mouth, then it's good, because I already had it in the eye. So, you know, yeah, I done did that.
Well, you know, I mean, just close your eyes. Close your eyes. Just close your eyes.
Just a little moisturization. I can still see it and blind me.
Hey, now listen, everybody. Listen, when y'all making these flicks and y'all shooting, you know what I'm saying, and the nigga come, y'all gotta take it on the face, man. I mean, the come to the face scene is the classic. That's how you end it out.
But if you close your eyes, you can't see.
Y'all fucking, they can hear you. Damn it. Take a face shot. You motherfuckers back here talking and shit in the background.
You know what happened when we get in the building?
They're just so happy to see green.
The fuck wrong with you? I think about Barney. I think eating a 10-piece lemon pepper wing with a lemon pepper kush. We over here, bitches.
K motherfucking 100.
That's what we'll do, man.
So, like I said, you said it's on your list. You said you will film it. Watch porn.
I just haven't had the opportunity yet, but yeah, that's on the list.
You're
going to
Atlanta. That's cool.
All right,
that's what's up.
He can't even talk with his mouth full.
All right.
I gotta get it ready.
All right, Shay.
All right.
I'm thinking Key hit the line. Key, did you hit the one again?
Yeah, I want to know how you go about finding the extra person to film it, because when I do mine, I don't want the person I'm actually doing it with filming it. That's, like, distracting. I need their full focus.
Hey, I tell you what.
Hold on. That's the only thing. That's why I really want to do it, because I don't want them to be trying to worry about holding it. And I know I don't
want to hold
no camera,
because
if I'm getting
pissed,
they kind of might drop
upside your head. Key, hold on. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell your motherfucking ass right here. Right now, over there. If that shit come in tightly, I'm the motherfucking camera hole. And I'm fucking on them bitches think they gonna hold that camera.
So I'll tell you about this right here. For real, though, since I done did it before, I done filmed myself fucking, and
I ain't
gonna lie.
Hands,
no, I'm for real, though. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't like holding the fucking camera, nigga. I ain't gonna lie. I had to go buy a motherfucking tripod, nigga, for the next time I had that motherfucking did that shit. I'm like, nigga, I ain't holding the camera this time. You see that motherfucking tripod? That tripod right there in the corner right now. I bought that motherfucker, nigga, after I did it the first time. I didn't want to hold that motherfucker no more.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? saying. That's what I'm saying. I don't want him dropping it on me. If I do so, if I bust more, he liking, I don't be dropping the camera on my head and shit. Maybe she's feeling all good and drop me.
That's why I got a tripod. That's why they make those motherfuckers.
I tell you what, Colonel Kiwi. If you want to make that shit happen, I can go around the motherfucking bed 365 goddamn degrees. You hear me? I can get every shot you motherfucker want. When you look up, I'm right there in your face. When you grab your own penis and put it in your mouth, I'm right there in your face. When you hold that big ass and you split that moon, I'm right there in front of your ass. You feel me? When you squat down and let that pussy swallow that dick, I'm right there at the bottom. You feel me?
That'll work.
I got you. Long as you motherfucker get the motherfucker hell by your ears, I got you. Do it with no hands.
I get a ponytail. Don't worry about it. I put in a ponytail.
Hey, you don't get no ponytail. Get you a 27 piece. Do it with no hands.
Bring a goddamn, bring a scrunchie. Goddamn it.
Hey, you talking about?
Y'all stupid for real.
Hey, matter of fact,
bring a damn scrunchie.
You don't need no scrunchie. Goddamn it. We got our water work over here, and we got some jail. Tony Braxton and that shit. Let's go.
Y'all need to give Tiffany applause because, you know, I feel the way she feel. Why you got to watch porn if you just go ahead and do it yourself? Just might as well just go and do it.
Well,
I need to get high and bother all by yourself. Why?
No. I'm saying I was just saying why watch the. I like to watch the porn while I'm fucking. You feel me? While I'm fucking, I like to watch.
Well,
porn.
He like to watch himself. I thought this nigga got a director complex over here. Motherfucker, aka Chris Robinson over in this motherfucker. You hear me? He want to look back and see himself. Dick melt. And
no. Well, he need to get somewhere where there's some mirrors then. Put some mirrors around, you can see yourself all the time.
Hey, I hold mirrors too.
I love mirrors.
I hold mirrors too. We just happen to have one.
I like mirrors too. I like to see.
You ain't got enough.
Hey, I tell y'all what, this one's gonna happen. We gonna motherfucking buy some mirrors and mirror the whole motherfucking room up.
The studio, the whole spot.
The whole spot.
When you come in this motherfucker, we're gonna have mirrors everywhere around this bitch.
And we gonna see.
We don't want no goddamn excuses. We don't want no reason for a motherfucker to say, I don't know.
And you gonna see the bone room.
It's the bone room.
I'm gonna get
one more tripod, we're gonna have one more camera and three niggas.
I want to hold the camera. I'll hold it when I'm on top, though, because I like them to see what they be looking like when I'm on them.
Yeah, when y'all come through this motherfucker, you be ready.
I can fuck them things.
So what
now? She like to hold the camera while
she's
on top.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
But let me tell you, hold on. I'm going to tell you one of the best angles when you filming yourself is when that motherfucker got them riding your dick facing the other way, nigga.
And you hold that camera.
You ain't see too much. Now, if I'm facing the other way, you ain't seeing that bust of booty meat.
Nah. Bend your motherfucking ass over.
You know what?
I can do that too. I take yoga. I can do that. I can bend it.
See what she gotta do? She gotta squat.
Huh?
She gotta turn around and squat on that dick. When she squat, nigga, you gonna see that.
Squats on the dick from the front.
Yeah. But nothing's better than the head scene. Take it in the face.
Hey, my favorite head position is when you lay on your motherfucking back and you lay your motherfucking head off the edge of that bed and let these
You gotta make them throw up on it.
You gonna choke the hell out of that motherfucker. That motherfucker gonna gag like that. That motherfucker gonna I tried it, nigga, I'm telling you. Choke the fucking hell out of him.
Hey, look, this is what I'm trying to do. Hey, hello, Liz. Look, that's my favorite motherfucking position. When you lay down and I can goddamn put them motherfucking two fingers on the top of that pussy and move that bitch right to left and motherfucking stick that dick in your mouth, nigga, I'm telling you. It's over.
Mess around, get some toe up. But I want my thing get so warm all of a sudden. That's that oatmeal I had. That's still that came up.
Hey, you can do that, but you can't goddamn. She can't take all the meat like she normally can. At that
you better get you the gag effect.
She can't take all the meat like that. You gonna choke the shit out of Charlotte, I'm telling you.
Nigga,
I know, man.
Hey, she wanna hear this. Hold on. This is what she wanna hear. This is right. She wanna hear this like him. Hey, you want to hear, right? Tell about it, Mike. Tell what you want to hear. Hey, you want to hear? Hey, you want to hear this right here?
Now, you gotta put your, now, what you doing, you just put your hand at the bottom so can't too much get in there.
Hey, look, I know what you want to hear, but get what I want to hear.
You want to hear? You gonna see something. You gonna hear and see it.
Hey, once I hear that and see them tears in your eyes, I have done my job.
Them tears get to coming. That's all right though.
Oh, damn it, man. Hey. I know I admitted that shit. I'm a pro at that shit, man. P-Rage, I can't
act this fucking... You trying to get your big girl on to wipe your eye before they see that shit, though.
Hey, I'm trying to say... Long as I see the motherfucking tears in your eyes and they slightly red like you...
This guy's crazy. What is wrong with this?
What is wrong with P-Rage? Blizzo ain't lying, because if he don't see that shit... And she don't got off that bed.
Oh, yeah, nigga. She was...
And got there, he see them teeth. Don't get what he gonna say. Oh, baby, I'm
sorry. That's why I'm over this motherfucker laughing like hell.
He's
I'm over here laughing like a motherfucker. Cause I know damn
well what's gonna happen. You already know.
And goddamn tears gonna be down our mouth.
The motherfucker be in the Jesus.
You guys are crazy.
Oh, Lord.
All right, man. All right, Keith. What's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you?
Hey,
what are you trying to do? You trying to get a bitch killed?
Don't motherfucking play with me.
Hold on. I'm gonna get hang up, man. I gotta play one song, man. Let me go to some old freaky shit. We talking about fucking. This is me and my own girl, Dime Piece, Got You Wet. It's an old joint I did back in the day, but this is one of the most freaky-ass songs. We talking about straight fucking in this motherfucker. K100 Internet Radio, man. P-Rage Affiliated, Big Swole, be nice in the motherfucking building, man.
Hey,
episode motherfucking 30, goddamn 4. Goddamn it.
Turn this motherfucker.
Talking about porn. You understand what I'm saying? The freak can come out at night, but right now we're going to play Dime Piece featuring Blizzom, Got You Wet. We'll be right back.
Now that I got you wet, all we having sex, that's what I'm hoping for.
You make it so passionate, baby, what happened next? Shit, a bitch don't even care no more.
Now that I got you wet, all we having sex, that's what I'm hoping for.
You make it so passionate, baby, what happened?
shoulder, you're none like a shot of the crack. What you putting, huh?
Everything a nigga needs to buy. I got it right here to see my thighs. It's a natural.
Well, it's a light round trip so I can take it again. Shit, you got a nigga face with a grin. Shorty, I'm all in.
Boy, the way you put it down, you got me so wet, I'm scared to go to sleep. I just might drown.
How you trippin'? I just can't stop kissing your girl. Finger nigga, huh? Fuck it, I'm through tricking.
So am I. Would you put it like that? I wanna chill all night. In fact, I'll be right back.
Where you going? I'm ready for round three. The night's not over. Thought I told you I'm down, see?
I'm just gonna get a couple of things. Got the cuffs and the slang. Who knows what else I'll bring?
Now that I got you wet, are we having sex? That's what I'm hoping for.
You make it so passionate. Baby, what happens next?
Yeah,
that's the homegirl, Dime Peace.
She down in Duval now.
Duval.
I ain't talked to her in a minute, but what's up, Dime? She said she listened to the show one day online. What the business is, I'm showing her some love. That's Dime Peace featuring me, Got You Wet. We back. Episode motherfucker 34. Freaks come out at night and the motherfucking daytime. You dig?
You walk around.
Appreciate everybody tuning in for this episode. It's been crazy. We talking about porn, people. Porn. Fucking sex. What kind of porn do you like? What kind of porn do you watch? You feel me? Do you make your own porn? What's your favorite scenes in the porn?
What's your favorite positioning?
When was the first time you watched porn? I didn't even ask that question.
Yeah. But you already told everybody when they first watched it. That's kind of like.
Well,
Majority.
Then again, Keith said she just started masturbating, so anything's possible.
She's still on my high horse.
She's telling the truth.
Yeah, she's not true. But
some people don't. Oh, Shay just hit number one again. She want to say something? Shay, you want to say something?
Yes, I do.
What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. Tell P-Rez he's hired. Whenever I get ready to do my first filming debut, he's going to be the cameraman because he already done put in his work with all them angles he was discussing. Yeah, I need to see all them angles. So, yeah, he's going to hold the camera.
He can hold the camera.
I got you.
He can hold the camera.
I got you, baby.
I got you. Get the close up. All them shots people talking about. Yeah, right there. That's
Close
up
right there.
But hey, that one on the goddamn edge of the bed gonna choke the fuck out you. I'm telling you.
Hey,
I'm telling you what's gonna happen. I'm telling you what's gonna happen.
I'm gonna be
I'll be like, time out, intermission.
I'm telling you what's gonna happen.
Time out, intermission, right now. Time out. Let me wipe my face.
It's okay.
Let me wipe my face, reapply my makeup. All right, I'm ready.
It's gonna be okay, but when you look back at it and play that bitch in slow motion,
I bet you that's sexy as hell, though.
Oh, I bet you it is too.
Right. This guy's crazy.
Oh my goodness. Oh, and tell Keith masturbation is what's up. Come on now. Come on, girl.
So what you say now?
Tell Keith masturbation is what's up. I'm taking her to a brown bag party with me.
Oh, masturbation is what's up?
Yes.
You masturbate all the time, probably, don't you? Probably being there playing with
you. There is no love like self-love. You got to know what you like before you can let somebody else please you, right?
That's what TLC said.
Yeah.
That's just my motto. You know, you explore what you like, then you tell him, yeah, I like it like this.
Right. I mean, like I said, we could do a whole fucking show on that, but like I told Key when she first said that shit, I was like, yo, you like maybe 1% of the population who don't fucking masturbate. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
I think I started that at a very, very young age.
Everybody did. It's weird when you.
She probably just get her dick all the time, so she probably ain't even got to do it. She's like, hey, nigga,
Listen, any attractive woman can get dick whenever they want.
Oh, you're right.
Any attractive woman, it may not be necessarily the dick they absolutely want. Like, they may want it from one guy, but he ain't available. But yeah. Any woman, any attractive woman, any halfway attractive woman can get laid, period. Well, yeah, ugly
I ain't gonna jack my dick. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let the motherfucker jack my dick for me. I ain't been jacking.
Nigga, I get pussy all the time and I still jack my dick, nigga. I just feel like doing. I just feel like jacking my dick.
You just feel like
because I just feel like
you want to jack.
Hey, and I get
why you want to jack? You want to motherfucking take your mic and choke your motherfucking beat your motherfucking dog.
What?
Your dick gonna be.
I wanna do. I just feel like it.
You gonna be begging Clay?
I may wait on. I may
wait
on.
For?
I want to.
You make it for sure. No, let me have a beat my dick, nigga. Nigga, dick I'm mad.
This dude crazy.
Whatever.
Dick mad.
But no, for real, sometimes you just gotta, like, you know, when you had a hard day at work, you just have to have a release. You just need that time to yourself. I mean, sometimes you just
I don't know. I'm going to try it tonight.
Sometimes I just feel like jacking my fucking dick.
I'm going to try it
I don't give a fuck who don't like it. It's my dick. You can't say what to do with my dick.
You absolutely right. I'm going to go home and fight my monkey.
Oh, hold on. We got another call. Hold on, Shay.
All right. I'm on the line.
Major Rossini, what's happening?
Chillin', man. Y'all got me wanting to go be my own Jake Steed right now. Y'all tripping, boy.
Man, we be talking about some crazy shit. We talking about porn, man. Nigga, you already know, nigga. I know, nigga, every nigga from Bay County watch fucking porn. Get the fuck out of here.
You know what we need to do? With this episode, this volume,
uh-huh.
We need to put it all over porn.
On the what?
Porn DVD.
Oh, on the porn DVD?
Put our shit on.
This dude crazy. All right, Major, go ahead and tell us about it, homie. What kind of porn you watch?
Yeah, West Coast Productions.
West Coast Productions is the best black porn out right now.
In the business, nigga, that's all I own.
Period, point blank.
That's all I own, nigga.
You're not fucking with West Coast Productions. Them motherfuckers getting it in.
200 motherfucking copies. Check me if you think I'm playing.
Oh.
That nigga got a lot of fucking West Coast Productions.
Hey, West Coast Productions.
Hey. Uh-huh.
And you gotta check out the Bang Brothers on bangbrothers.com. Them dudes be wild.
Bang, the Bang Brothers?
Bangbrothers.com. They out of Miami. They just be walking around. They be running around in the van, just picking up chicks and just beating in the back of the van. Man, it's wild. You gotta check it out.
Damn, I'm out of goddamn. What the fuck these niggas got going on? What the fuck these niggas? These niggas driving around in the van, just picking up bitches, banging.
We ain't gotta do that, nigga. We can just
load
up
the same
shit.
Oh, we're gonna get it out.
We're gonna ride around Miami.
We're gonna load up in my Tahoe and do that. We're gonna take that third row out.
After we bang,
we're
gonna give
them
a cinnamon meat
brother
t-shirt.
I'm for real, dog. Y'all got me wanting to leave work right now and go put in my little cinematic debut and all that.
So you don't film yourself fucking, homie?
I hear you. Say it again.
I said you don't film yourself fucking?
Oh, yeah. No doubt. You got to. Shit, you got to do that. You got to do that, man. Shit, you got to critique yourself. That's the only way you're going to get better. Shit.
Right. That's what we're saying, ladies. That's how we're trying to do. We're trying to help you. You feel me? We're trying to help y'all. Right. We provide
why go spend all that money when you can just, you know, make your own porn shit?
Yeah, see, you know, it's like when you watch sports and shit, and they be like, well, we watched some tape of the game last week when they do their press conference, and they give you pointers because they had to break down the tape, nigga.
Hey,
you understand?
To all the niggas that's listening, you need to watch porn, and you need to watch yourself because, nigga, you need to know. Right before your motherfucking knees buckle, nigga, you need to get your weight up. if you buckling too hard, nigga, you need to know when you get that feeling if your head go back and your arm lift up, nigga, you cut that leg. Or look all the back, nigga. You feel me?
Yeah, you know which way you need to work out.
You need to watch them boys, Wesley Pipes and all them cats. They'll teach you something, dog.
Hey. I like it, man. I'm fucking with it, nigga. I ain't gonna lie, nigga. I watch porn, but I like making my own and watching my shit back myself more than anything. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I watch my own personal collection of porn myself all the time.
Hey, I like when a Roman ride my dick so much so my ankles hurt.
Hell no.
That's what I like.
I feel P-Reds on that one.
No, that lets you know, nigga. Really? Nigga got strong dick game and ain't busting. A lot of niggas can't last long when she get on pop. Make your motherfucking ankles hurt, baby. Go ahead and get it. You squat on that dick, nigga. Them ankles be swole when you get off that motherfucker.
This guy right here. This guy's out of control.
Hey, this guy's out of control.
What's up, homie?
You make your own background music too, like JC be having his own rap, have your own music playing in the background too.
Hey, listen, man.
That's my shit right there.
Listen, man. You ain't listening to me. Everybody pay a fucking attention. In case you motherfuckers didn't know, I went to motherfucking school for video editing, motherfucker. My shit look better than a motherfucking flick. I got the credits and everything, nigga. I'm ready over here. Background music, transition. In fact, nigga, my shit is official, nigga. I do this shit.
You gotta have all that, man.
Holla at me, nigga.
Screen selections.
Nigga, I went to school for video editing, nigga. You think my shit ain't thorough? Screen selection, nigga. I honestly, my real name for goddamn a job at West Coast Productions. I ain't gonna do that to all of y'all listening that might be in New Zealand.
They might get an agent.
I make it look good.
But you make it look better.
Booty talk.
Yeah, that booty talk is
damn it, man.
Yeah, I got 1 through 89 if y'all niggas listen.
And I
was just about to say, I don't lost count or what they up to.
Homeboy, this nigga got a collection of porn, and I got a motherfucking duplicator. Let's get to work.
Hey, I'm going to slip a couple of my own in there.
All right, Blue Man, I got to get back in here to work, man. I just wanted to holler at y'all, dog.
All right, my dog, appreciate it.
Oh, man.
These guys are off the chain tonight. Uh-oh. Michigan girl. What'd they do? What's happening? Where you been? Hey, you been? We ain't talking to you on the show in a minute. What's going on?
Damn, did I hit the number one? My earring must have hit the number one.
You're lying. You hit the number one.
You hit the number one.
You watch porn.
I watch porn, but I ain't hit the number one. But I do watch porn.
What kind of porn you watch?
Regular porn. Sometimes I do. I agree with Keith. Sometimes I will watch girl on girl because they do got the better face shots. But I don't like girls.
Hmm. So it's all about the face shots for you, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Y'all, check this out.
Have you made your own porn?
I have.
You have? Did you like it? Did you watch it back a lot? Did you like it? Was it fun? What's up? Tell us about it. Your experience.
It was fun. I watched it quite often. I watched it last night, actually. I'm going to keep it real. I watched it last night.
Damn. Do you watch it while you masturbate?
Yes, I do.
Hey, you know what I say wrong?
What the fuck you make?
You know what I say wrong women?
What?
They don't know how to lay when they get their pussy ate.
What?
I don't know how to lay.
Were you back on that?
Yeah, they don't know how to lay. Y'all don't know how to lay. When we get our dick sucked, we like to look. Y'all don't like to look.
It depends
on how to aim.
It depends.
That's what I said. I don't know how to lay.
Sometimes.
Because I know how to say it with elbow and high elbow. And make that motherfucker.
You can't pay a female to know how to lay.
Hey, I make the motherfucker put your hand in your motherfucking ear when you say goodbye, nigga. Yeah, baby, it's like that around this bitch.
This guy is crazy. All right, so you did film your own self. Did you take it in the face?
I didn't.
You didn't take it in the face?
I didn't.
Why not?
Actually, on the, I think I don't want to say that on the radio. Nah, we ain't gonna put all my business out there.
You already told us you fucking filmed yourself fucking and watch it while you play with yourself. Really, you already crossed the line.
Okay, okay. I didn't take it in the face in the one I did because I swallowed. Okay, there it is.
Ah!
That's all right. You know what? Even though you got to applaud her for swallowing.
I did. That's what I meant.
All right, because you know.
We love you swallow now.
Because you know I hate that commercial. It'll hurt if I swallow. I hate that commercial. You're not sick. I can feel your throat.
Oh,
I got the motherfucking night quail. Fuck around with you.
All right, but you know what? When you film yourself, it's just like, you know, when porn, of course, as a guy, I'm going to tell you straight up, hell no, we don't want you to take it off and take it in the face. We want you to swallow it in real life. But if you putting it on for the camera when you're filming it,
you do,
what you mean?
I don't.
You don't like it? Are you liking to swallow?
I want to swallow. I want to take it out and eat it out of motherfucker's mouth.
No, nigga.
I want to swallow.
I don't want a motherfucker to take a lip out when I'm busting one.
Nah.
Keep it right there.
I like it better when you just, oh.
Nah. Uh-uh. I don't want a motherfucker to
like
take that motherfucker out.
I like it better when
I'm grabbing
that motherfucker head, make sure she ain't going nowhere. When she
licked
that tongue,
That
just said
the hell I'd be nice.
She's
like,
I don't know. She had trouble.
Hey,
when she licked that tongue.
She had trouble.
Hey, should I go anywhere?
Hey, look, when she licked that motherfucking tongue out, and that nut hit that tongue like a Velcro strap, yeah,
different strokes for different folks. Oh, I am. All right.
Hell.
We're talking about porn. That's the name
we
of the show.
It's hell, baby.
The show is about pornography. And pornography is about fucking. And that's what this show is about. This show is not. This show is about. My lines was. We had a lot of people on the line, and this show was not for the kids. Exactly.
No, definitely.
So, but like I said, if y'all going to film yourself out there, it's okay. Go ahead and, you know what I'm saying? Ordinarily, we'll tell you, goddamn it, don't goddamn spill a drop. But for the sake of the camera, for cinematic. Cinematic effect, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and take it in the face. Alright.
Go ahead and go there and smoke and burp. Hey.
Right, that's just for the camera though. Any other time, don't let a motherfucking drop spill.
Hey, what the hell? Hey, look, and
don't let
camera,
a motherfucking drop spill.
Look, hey, let me tell y'all ladies too one thing, man.
Hold on, alright, hold on. Michigan girl, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Appreciate you calling in.
Hey, when the camera's on, man, they just need to show the fuck out. Do some shit you ain't never did.
Yeah, when the camera's on, you know, go extra. Go hard.
Yeah,
you know
gotta go hard in the motherfucking paint.
Do some other shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're gonna have fun, this shit is, first of all, man, this shit is all about fun. We ain't saying, like I said, you know what I'm saying? If I film some shit with somebody, my nigga, whatever, that shit is for me and her eyes only and my eyes when I wanna goddamn do whatever I wanna do. You feel me? But really, you know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people, when it come down to filming themselves, even though, nigga, everybody we talked to tonight said they have filmed themselves or want to film themselves. So I guess it's more like, fuck it now. You understand what I'm saying? But I remember the time when women used to be like, man, what? Hell no, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Or even if they did let you film them, they'd be like, don't get my face. You know what I'm saying? All this other bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But now it's just like, women are like, yo, I'm, nigga, whatever. It's whatever. They want something, they can do everything on the camera. I don't know if it's because we're in a digital age now and everybody like, fuck it, everybody got shit on their phone so they know they done did it anyway. I don't know what it is, but it's a lot more acceptable with the females now. Because you said we've been on the show, 2-hour show, we done had how many women on here? And all of them, like, either they have done it or they want to do it. Period. So now, if you ain't did it yet, or if you scared, or you still got some kind of stuck up stigma about that shit, goddammit, hey, kill yourself. Yo, and by the way, your man is cheating. Just want to let you know, you a little bit out of date. You know what I'm saying? Your man probably fucking with the bitch that will let him do all the other shit you won't do. Real talk. You understand what I'm saying?
When he in the bathroom and he got the door lock in that shower on.
Right. He looking at that footage of him and that other bra that he got on camera that you wouldn't let his motherfucking ass get. That's what he watching. You feel me? 347-934-0966. Man, I want to use the call up tonight. You want to fuck with the call up? See,
shit, I can call it up. Why not?
Might as well. Motherfuckers been goddamn. We done had all kind of motherfuckers calling us. Like, I think we got prank calls or some shit earlier by some white boys. They must have invaded my shit. I don't know. But they was still funny, though, nonetheless. Except the one dude talking about he done fucked 1,000 bitches. at one time. You motherfucker. Your lying ass. With your lying ass. You understand? But it was fodder for the show. It was funny. Hold on, let me make sure. Did she hit number one again before I go to a call out? Shay, did you hit the line again?
Oh, no, I didn't hit it again.
Oh, okay. I just seen your,
I must have just been throwing some freaky vibes out. Maybe that's what it was.
Oh, I'm waiting for you to come.
I seen your hand up. Okay. All right.
Oh, my bad. Let me put my hand down for next time.
All right. Appreciate
it. Keep your hands up. That's all you like.
She runs crazy.
All right. All right. All right. All right. Okay, I'm finna use the dialogue feature, man. I don't care. So who y'all? Should we call my cousin tonight? We already called him before. I want to call a female. Hold on a second. Let me find me a female. You give me a female.
Yeah.
We finna call one of Be Nice friends. Be nice. What's the number? Well, hold on. Let me mute my. Hold on. Tell me the number as I mute my goddamn call. I want to get my number out. Okay, we're about to dial this number real quick, all right? Oh! Hold up. Y'all weren't supposed to hear the fucking numbers, dialing. All right. We're about to call this person right here. We ain't going to say her name, because she might not want to be. Might not want to say nothing.
Please leave your message for
4-0-4-3-9-6-6. That's when it goes sour on the air.
Oh, I got one for you.
Hold on. Who's that? They still on? You know when it does that, though? Hold on, y'all. We got like 15 minutes left, so we playing with a new goddamn feature. We're going to call somebody and ask them, do they motherfucking watch porn? You feel me? Hold on. We're going to try one more. All right. Hold on, leave right there. Leave right there. All right, I got it. Here we go, y'all. We're trying it again. I love this shit right here. This shit's so fucking crazy. Hopefully, they answer the phone. I don't know. She might answer the phone, y'all. Dang, the callback. She ain't coming through. Nah, they ain't gonna answer. Damn it, man. All right, I'm gonna have to go back to the phone lines. I see people on the line, but y'all, I wanted to hit somebody on the call out feature. We call one. Who else can I call? Oh, I'm gonna call her. You wanna call one more? Hold on. Let me try this one right here. I'm gonna try this number right here. Dial this out. Oh. All right. Oh, what the fuck? Dialing out.
Hello.
What it do?
What's up?
You are on the show. This is K100 Radio. What's happening, mama?
Chilla, what's good?
Yo, I want to know if you want to get involved in our conversation tonight. Do you know what it's about by any chance?
I do not.
Well, tonight we're talking about, name of the show is episode 34. You feel me? And it's called The Freaks Come Out at Night. You know what I'm saying? And what we are talking about is porn. And what we would like to know is, do you watch porn?
I have, yes.
What kind of porn do you watch?
What kind?
What kind? Do you watch white porn, black porn, girl on girl? What kind of porn?
I haven't seen the girl on girl, and all the ones I've seen been black.
Oh, you never seen white porn?
No.
What's your
haven't
favorite?
Into that yet.
What's your favorite scene in porn?
The
first, how you going to say it? Because you didn't even know if I wanted to get into it. I just answered yes. I do watch it now. Jesus.
You got me, brother. Okay, that's why I kept you. I kept you anonymous for this reason, so you wouldn't be embarrassed by answering the question. So, what's your favorite scene in the porn?
Are you serious?
Yeah. What part you like the best about the porn?
I say when he eating it, then you know he started beating it.
Eating it, beating it. No,
she like
that skeet beat production.
What he say?
He said you like skeet beat productions. so you like when a dude eating the pussy, and then you like when he's doing it. Okay, so another question is, have you ever filmed yourself fucking?
No.
Would you like to?
Huh?
Would you like
no,
to?
No, because I done seen too much stuff happen to folks, so now I can't do that.
You got hold on.
Boy, one day I can't have that coming out on me later on in life, so now I can't do that.
What I'm saying, what if it was your husband?
No.
You still wouldn't do it if it was your husband?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Niggas get grimy.
That's your husband?
Mm-mm. No. And what that supposed to mean?
I'm saying though, wait. Well,
that don't mean things may not go wrong down the line. Then he try to bring this up and blackmail me in the future. I can't do it. You better enjoy looking at it right then and there, because that's all you gonna do.
Damn. You know you. We know how many women we gonna talk to tonight, and you the first one that's saying that shit.
Hey, maybe I can't speak for everybody else. I got too much to accomplish and gonna go on in my life, so I can't have that. Just what if out there?
What if Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton, goddammit?
Hey, she was trying to get famous. Look what it did for her. She was trying to get famous. That's why she did that.
My nigga gonna hide that camera on your ass and get
some shots. and he probably would. That's the only way he gonna get it. Because I ain't gonna voluntarily do it now.
Never say never.
I can say that. Nah, I'm not. No.
You gonna let never? I don't know. Well, at least you do
right.
Watch porn. I check this out. Do you watch porn while you masturbate? Yeah, you do. You do. Don't worry about it. You do. You ain't gotta say nothing. Don't worry about it. We got you. You ain't gotta say
it. One time for an anonymous caller, man. I'm
going to
hide that camera. You better be looking for that red dot.
Look out for the red dot.
I scope out the whole room beforehand.
Because you don't want to go willingly. Look out for the red dot. Because you don't want to go willingly.
He's going to turn that motherfucker on. He's going to put
that mocha troll
in his pocket and drop his britches.
Y'all stupid.
Hey, you gonna be giving that niggas in the head while y'all riding the car. You gonna be like, man, somebody calling me. I ain't gonna pick that phone up and hit that camera button. Hold on, somebody calling me. You gonna get back to Bob and that nigga gonna look up and nigga gonna have all the action.
Hey, y'all what he gonna say? He gonna say something was
headbutting
me in the lap.
That dude's crazy. All right, appreciate your participation in the show.
Oh, boy.
You're welcome.
All right,
bye.
Man. Hold on. Can you hit the number one again?
Hey, P-Red, how you going to be saying, well, I don't know how to lay? That sounds real crazy. And I like to watch.
Hey, you know what? When I hold that motherfucking camera, it will tell. If your head hit that pillow
any time,
I'm
going to
say,
oh,
bring your head up.
Like, it might hit it a couple times.
I'm gonna play that Tupac. Keep your head up, goddammit. Keep your head up. Well, let your eye roll back, baby. Do not let your head
or
that neck get that
pump. No, I just pop some pillows up. That's how you do that. Just pop them up. So you can see it.
I had to put it out there because a lot of women be talking about, I like my pussy. Like, nah, motherfucker, if you ain't licking, you ain't laying right. I like to see when I'm getting my motherfucking goddamn dick fucked.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I got to be at an angle so I can see the goddamn dick.
Yeah, but you guys don't watch the entire time.
Like,
the entire time, your eyes don't close.
I've been closing my eye for a couple of seconds, but it ain't going to stay closed.
Shit.
Hell
And I need y'all to quit. Y'all need to start traumatizing and be nice. I was trying to put up on game. Y'all done sit up there and negated everything.
No, we did not do that. She said she was already traumatized from the porn. And matter of fact, we only got 5 minutes left. Back to that goddamn story. You thought I won't forget this.
Nah.
Back to the story. What happened? Why'd you get
caught? I was young. I was real young.
Uh-huh.
And my brothers, my cousins, I used to be like a somewhat in our line of boys, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But my brothers and my cousins used to always come to our house. So they found some type of porno. They put it in.
Uh-huh.
And what they did was they picked me up and they grabbed me because I was like, ooh, what y'all finna do or whatever? Because I knew they was up to something.
Uh-huh.
So they put it in. And I seen it. I was like, oh my God, no. I took off running, but they grabbed me, put me back, and made me watch it. So when I watched it and seen what the girl was doing, at that time she was giving head. That shit was so fucking nasty. Like,
how old was you now?
I had to be maybe 6 or 7.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Them niggas going to jail.
Yeah.
Them niggas tripping. Them niggas going to jail.
What's that going on? You got these niggas locked up.
Yeah.
Hey, cut that off.
Hey, maybe I should have told you not to tell that story.
Nasty.
Maybe I should have skipped that story.
That was a long time ago, that
show. It don't matter, but that's kind of traumatic, though. That is kind of traumatic. Hey, Keith, you gotta get over that.
Huh?
Hey, do some setup. Hey, baby, I need you to start doing some setup so you can get your head motion right. You feel me?
It's right. It's right.
So when he finished eating that pussy, you can get your pigeon on. You can pick up the
Hey, I'm good. I'm good.
You know I'm fucking with you, baby. You already know.
we gonna work on being nice. We gonna work on it. She gonna be all right. By the time she's 27.
Yeah. I already told her, man, you attribute all this bullshit she be talking to age, man. She all that shit right there. I remember when I was that age. Them same motherfuckers, they used to talk all that shit.
Some
of the best dick suckers in life right now.
Hey,
guess what?
Hey,
guess what? Some of the best dick suckers in life, man.
Please.
Hey, that's some flip-flop
liquor
bull, man. I don't believe half the shit she be saying.
I don't. Some of the shit you be saying, I'm like, nigga, for real.
God gave you that gap in your teeth and you don't like to suck dick. That's some
shit. Oh, stop.
God,
stop.
God,
stop.
We hope this thing ain't fitting between that gap. Beautiful
gal.
Don't make me none.
If you make some
don't make
nuts. I want some slow face. Yeah.
Hey, Keith.
Yeah.
She's a work in progress.
Yeah, we gonna work on. She gonna be all right. We gonna teach her how to relax some jaws, and she is gonna be okay.
Exactly. All you gotta do is scratch them out.
Y'all dance, y'all trip.
Inhale. All
right, so yo.
All right, we'll see y'all at trapeze.
Uh oh.
Hey, I'll be there, baby.
I'm just watching. I ain't participating. I'm just gonna watch.
Hey, hold on. Let me tell everybody right now before we go off the air. I watch so much porno, nigga. When I go to trapeze, nigga, no draws, motherfucking P-Red, a.k.a. Mr. Fucking Burke, nigga. Let the motherfucker get it, nigga. Go that motherfucker, no draws, no fucks, man. Cut the motherfucking fans off and already have a birthday suit.
This guy's out of control. All right, Keith.
All right.
Let me get my dick up while nigga pulling this shirt off. I'm going to beat you to the punch.
This guy's crazy. Yo, man, we got one more minute left for the show. I appreciate everybody that called in tonight. We had a lot of people on the line, a lot of people that was listening. Half of the motherfuckers that be talking a lot wasn't talking a lot today. What the fuck is up with that? Like, they don't watch porn or, like, they embarrassed or some shit. Like, this ain't
K-100. I know why they ain't called.
Same show, nigga. Ain't nothing changed.
I know why they ain't called. For y'all sucking niggas and y'all sucking bitches that recorded yourself, it wouldn't hear no shit, so you really couldn't call in. Keep it real.
That might have been it, too.
That's what it was.
Try again, goddammit. Was you a pro the first time you fucked? I kind of was all right.
Hey.
I did my thing.
Matter of fact, starting next week on K100 Radio, man, we got Breaking Me in Thirst. Get your mind right. the last day before Friday, before you get your weekend, we're going to break in, bitch. Breaking Me in Thirst.
Appreciate everybody calling the goddamn show. You understand what I'm saying? Got one more show this week. Next, tomorrow, Thursday, is the last day.
Break them in, Thursday.
Same time, 8 o'clock. Y'all holler at us tomorrow, man. You feel me? Don't forget, we on iTunes now. Just do a search for us. Hit in K100, and if you got an iPod, we'll sync right up. You understand what I'm saying? We on the MySpace, myspace.com/K100radio. Y'all holler at us, man. If you are, if you're on Facebook and you're not our friend, kill yourself. God damn it. We the little y'all shit going. Holler at us, man. K100 Internet Radio, man. We'll be back tomorrow at 8 o'clock. All right? We out. Oh, the fucking theme. Yeah, the theme. My bad, the theme.
Yeah, I really felt good.